Hare Krishna, here we are in Shidam Mayapur, once again, back from what seems like a long time ago. It seems like we were away for much longer than a week, but according to the calendar, it was just about that. Anyway, it's nice to be back. Beautiful Bengali winter. These Bengali winters were very much favored by the British. Of course, for them, summertime was really sort of quite unbearable, so generally they moved India administration up into the foothills. I don't know Darjeeling in these places, but for fall to spring, they came back very, very lovely. Cool at night, but very pleasant. It's like spring during the day, unless it gets foggy. That can be unpleasant when it gets foggy. That particularly happens around Vrindavan area. Shabby Harry is left for marathon, Sankirtan marathon, and so I had Chandradoya, who came here to help me out, and Shambihar left the day before yesterday with Govinda Maharaj in the car from Vrindavan. They left quite early in the morning. We left a little later because gone. He was here to attend a wedding and came for a wedding, and then which took place yesterday, started early in the morning, 5 a.m. I was going to be here, at least in Mayapur, but because I sort of got the information that the wedding was happening at a different time, that it was happening on the 18th. Therefore, I ended up staying in Calcutta. We had to do some things, look for some roller blinds for Hungarian Yatra apartments here, and office chair, which wasn't yet ready. And it's a little tiring, all this traveling. But it was wonderful being in Vrindavan, although this morning we were talking with Govinda Maharaj that that was one of the experiences. I was literally speaking exhausted, extremely exhausted in Vrindavan. And it's not because I was doing anything what I would have called excessively strenuous. We were having very very moderate parikramas, and we'd leave. The earliest we'd leave was like 8 or 8:30, sometimes 9:30, and we didn't walk long distances, and would be back by early afternoon with lunch. But somehow or another, the combination of all of those things, you can't fight material nature, you can't fight the demands of the material body. Janma mritu jara vedi, like it or not, you get old, and when you get old, things change. We may think that we can do the same things as when we're young, or at least in middle age, but that's not the case, and it's not easy. Not easy, I was going to say, from a psychological point of view, to adjust one's lifestyle, especially if someone's an active person by nature, to all of a sudden start restricting and curbing activity and having to accept that you can't do the things that you're used to doing, which are the things that you like to do. Just like last year I did the marathon, but from the results of doing that, well, I didn't do the marathon, I just did 10 days, but that was the last one that became clear that you can't do it again. Can't carry book bags, and, just the overall combination of things, certainly for the health issues that face me, that I can't do. I did pretty good last year in terms of wasn't excessively tired or anything like that, but nonetheless, the strain of books and carrying books and that didn't do good for my neck, for my spine, and so on. Celibacy. And it'll happen to everyone. So, getting old with dignity is not an easy thing. Not an easy thing, but ultimately we have to accept it, can't fight it. So we'll be here in Mayapur until, well, almost 3 weeks, and then on the 7th is when we fly back to Hungary. And we have our special festival then. Gala dinner, communications festival, and then I'll be there till the end of the year, then go to London for a week, and once again, whereas usually I used to be able to fly around or travel around the UK, go to Scotland and other centers, I won't be doing that. Once again, for health reasons. And one thing that it's difficult is to get devotees to understand things like that. When devotees were here from Orissa, and they wanted, oh no, I should come to their village, which is really at the end of the world, and I was trying to communicate that that's not going to happen. But they couldn't really quite understand. Although, interestingly enough, of those devotees who 14 years ago I initiated, there was already three of them, and they were not old. Three of them had already left their bodies, but somehow or another they couldn't quite connect with the idea that health is a serious consideration, and swamis don't just travel the world ad infinitum. So then UK for a week, then back to Hungary for another week, and then we'll be coming back for a couple of weeks to Mayapur prior to the GBC meetings. And then being here through until Gaur Purnima. Then Vrindavan, and then another year. Gaur Purnima means end of our year. So another year start in which I'm, well, let's see. Certainly I won't be coming to Mayapur for the summer, but I think that I will be coming to Mayapur. and I will be probably coming again in October and staying through up until March, with the exception of going back for the marathon. At least that's the plan now. Let's see what else evolves. So that's update. Sorry for not doing podcasts yesterday. We're traveling, pretty intensive travel here in from Calcutta to Mayapur. We'll be back again online tomorrow. Hare Krishna.